Welcome to the Simultaneous Interpreting Practice Tape produced by the Court Interpreting, Legal Translating, and Bilingual Services Section of the New Jersey Administrative Office of the Courts. The judiciary is very grateful that you are interested in helping us reach the Supreme Court's goal of ensuring equal access to courts for all persons, regardless of the degree to which they can communicate effectively in English. The judiciary is always in need of persons who possess the knowledge and skills necessary to perform the highly sophisticated task of interpreting. We hope this tape and the accompanying manual will help you evaluate your potential for becoming a court interpreter and prepare for our tests. Good luck. The first exercise for practicing simultaneous interpretation is designed to test your readiness for taking the simultaneous interpreting examination offered by the Administrative Office of the Courts. It is also an example of how you can prepare your own practice tapes. It is taken from material that is readily available to everyone, a newspaper. Here's what we did, and you can do it too. We selected a story in the newspaper, edited it slightly, prepared a transcript for someone to read, and tape recorded it at the speed of 120 words per minute. You can do the same thing. More explicit directions on how to produce your own practice tapes are included with the manual that accompanies this tape. If you can interpret this material completely and accurately, then you are ready to move on to exercise number 2 and try out the kind of language you might have to interpret in court. However, if you find this material difficult or impossible to interpret simultaneously at the level of accuracy that we require, then you may want to work harder at preparing yourself to become a court interpreter before taking our examination. You may also conclude that this kind of work is not for you. In a moment, I will read the article to you as if it were a radio news broadcast. Begin interpreting simultaneously immediately after I say, "Exercise 1 begins." Make sure you have another tape recorder ready and set to record. If you don't record this exercise, you will not be able to evaluate your performance. If you just want to practice and not review this exercise, of course, no tape recorder is necessary. Take a deep breath, and away we go. Good luck. Exercise 1 begins. A city man, who police say may have been on drugs, ran into Greenwood Elementary School on Greenwood Avenue yesterday morning during school hours. The man, who was fleeing police, was pursued by more than 10 officers and attempted to dive through a double-pane window before he was subdued and handcuffed, according to Sergeant George Smith. More than 230 students were in classes at the time of the incident, but none were injured. Prior to going into the school, the man, who gave his name as Bill Hess, of South Broad Street in Trenton, was inside the municipal building at about 10 a.m. The municipal building is located across the street from the school. Business administrator Mary Dutch saw and attempted to help Hess, who she said appeared confused and paranoid. "I sat down and was talking to him," Dutch said. "I could tell there was something wrong. He was very aggravated and paranoid." Dutch left the man and called police. She returned to Hess and lit a cigarette for him until the police came. 3 officers arrived and began talking to Hess. According to Smith, the man told officers he had been smoking crack 10 or 15 minutes prior and had been smoking crack throughout the previous evening and morning hours. The officers, called an ambulance, and were able to get Hess to peaceably walk out of the municipal building. Once outside, however, Hess saw an approaching backup police car and bolted across the street, narrowly missing being struck by several cars. Officers pursued him inside the school to the lower level and into the cafeteria kitchen. The man was sprayed with pepper spray, which had no effect on him. He just flipped out, Smith said. A battle continued for 10 minutes until extra officers arrived, including plainclothes detectives. During the scuffle, officers said Hess, 28, who is about 6 feet 4 inches and 240 pounds with a strong build, tried to jump through a window to escape. He became lodged in the window and attempted to smash his way through. The resulting blood was all over the kitchen and the officers. Our biggest concern was the safety of the school children, Smith said, but we were able to contain him to the kitchen area. Hess was transported to Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital at Hamilton, where he received 40 stitches. He was later released into police custody. He faces numerous charges, including criminal trespass, aggravated assault, and resisting arrest. He was held yesterday on $47,500 bail. End of practice exercise number one. If you wish to evaluate your performance, listen to the tape recording of your interpretation and grade the exercise following the instructions in the manual. Now that you have an idea how to produce your own practice tapes and how well you can interpret a newscast produced at about 120 words per minute, are you ready to go to court and try real judge talk? There are many different situations where you have to interpret in the simultaneous mode during a legal proceedings, but the most obvious one is when a judge is speaking to a courtroom full of litigants and witnesses. The example we are about to present is taken from a judge who sits in family court. He is about to hear a session of domestic violence cases. The courtroom is filled with persons who are either victims of domestic violence or alleged perpetrators of domestic violence. Sometime before, a temporary restraining order was granted by the judge in each case. The time has come for everyone to return for a hearing to review the status of the temporary order. Start interpreting simultaneously as soon as I finish saying, exercise two begins. Relax and have some fun. Exercise two begins. Most of you are here for what's referred to as a final hearing on a temporary restraining order. If you are a plaintiff in this matter, in other words, if you are the one who received the order, it is the burden of the plaintiff to prove by the preponderance of the credible evidence the allegations that are contained in the complaint. You may call witnesses. You and any other witnesses will be subject to cross-examination. Also, if there's any pertinent physical evidence to be produced, you can also produce that. In a sense, it's a trial, just like any other trial, that you nowadays see on TV on a regular basis. If you are a defendant in this matter, you are also permitted, if you choose, to present any witnesses you might have. However, anything that you present is also subject to cross-examination. If you come before me, I'm going to ask you, are you ready to proceed? That means that you are ready here with your witnesses, ready to either proceed with the matter or defend the matter. If there's a witness that you feel you need, tell the court now, not in the middle of the trial, in which you all of a sudden say, "Well, so-and-so could have helped, but he or she is not here." I will not adjourn the case in order for you to do that, except under exceptional circumstances. So if there's something that you feel you need, and you're not ready to proceed today, please let the court know. I'm going to hear a contested case right now if I can, if we have one ready. If you are here and you don't see the other party at about 10 o'clock, please tell my sheriff's officers. Then I will make an inquiry as to whether they were served and what's going on with your particular case. You need not sit here all morning waiting for the other side to be here if there is a reason why they're not there and I can accommodate you. So please, if the other party on the restraining order is not here, please, by 10 o'clock, let my sheriff's officer know so I can, in fact, accommodate you. All right. Do I have something that's ready? A contested matter? End of practice exercise number 2. If you wish to evaluate your performance, listen to the tape recording of your interpretation and grade the exercise following the instructions in the manual. You have come to the third practice exercise. The first two have given you exposure to the speed at which our tests are recorded, which is around 120 words per minute. This exercise is recorded at approximately the same speed. This exercise adds another dimension in trying to give you material that helps you prepare for the test. This exercise is similar in length to the real test, which ranges from 750 words to 900 words. This exercise has approximately 825 words. This material is taken from a municipal court. The judge is giving an introductory statement prior to the beginning of the court session. We have cut out about one half of the actual statement, so please do not view this as a complete or model statement. In order to simulate the test situation, try not to stop the tape. Keep up with me as we go along. If you get behind or stuck, pause for a few seconds, collect yourself, and begin interpreting again as soon as you can. You should start interpreting simultaneously as soon as the judge begins to speak after I say exercise 3 begins. So take a breath, a sip of water, and start concentrating since we're about to start. Exercise 3 begins. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I now convene this session of the Bordentown Township Municipal Court, and I'll take a few moments to advise you of our procedures and of your rights. First of all, we have a tape recorder going, and everything that's being said is being recorded. Therefore, it's very important that we have quiet in the courtroom. If you folks need to discuss anything or talk, I'll ask that you step outside of the courtroom so it doesn't get picked up on our tape recorder. It's also very distracting, and we have a very heavy court calendar today. All of you have certain rights in this municipal court, and the first is to be advised of the charges against you. A good number of you are here for the very first time for what we call an arraignment. That simply is the legal term that means that I will call you up and explain to you the charges that you face, the penalties that you face, and find out whether or not you wish to have a lawyer represent you. If you want some additional time to speak to a lawyer, I'll postpone your case and give you that opportunity. If you should change your address, or if you have changed your address since the time you got the ticket, or if the address on the ticket is not correct, then you need to advise us of your correct address. Now, you can plead either not guilty, in which case you have a right to have a trial, or you can plead guilty with an explanation and explain to me any circumstances which you think may bear on your case. If you plead not guilty, you have a right to have a trial where you may call witnesses and testify on your own behalf. The state must prove the case against you beyond a reasonable doubt. You should also be aware that if you have a trial, you have a constitutional right to remain silent. That means no one can force you to testify or make a statement on your own behalf. It's your decision if you choose to testify. And if you're not satisfied with this court's decision or sentence, you have a right to have an appeal. You have 20 days in which to file an appeal to the Superior Court of New Jersey. In almost all cases, the appeal is heard based upon the record that we are making here in this court. The Superior Court judge simply reads a transcript which is typed up from our tape, and he or she makes a decision on that case after reading that transcript. Make sure that you call any witness that you need to call, and that you testify fully if you choose to testify. If you are here in connection with a traffic matter, you should understand that the Division of Motor Vehicles may assess points against your license. Surcharges may be assessed, and they also have the authority to suspend or revoke your driving privileges for any reasons, including failure to pay a surcharge and accumulation of too many points. This court hears all traffic offenses that occur within Bordentown Township. It also hears certain criminal matters that are called disorderly persons offenses. They are punishable generally by up to as much as 6 months in jail, up to a $1,000 fine. Certain drug-related charges carry additional penalties. I will advise you of those penalties individually if you are charged with such an offense. You should also be aware of the fact that in this municipal court, in fact, in all municipal courts throughout the state, plea bargaining is permitted. The prosecutor, in his discretion, may agree to amend your charge, to dismiss certain charges, or to recommend specific fines or penalties. He generally does that after talking to the officer who has issued the summons or complaint, and a typical plea bargain in a traffic matter generally involves amending the charge so that you perhaps have fewer points assessed against you. If any of you decide that you want to proceed without a lawyer, and you want that opportunity to speak to the prosecutor, he will be here shortly, and I will give you that opportunity. When I call you up, and if you haven't spoken to him, and you want to speak with him, please just let me know. I'm going to ask that you remove your coats and leave any coats and bags at your seats before you come up. I will ask you to come up to this microphone to my right, and remember that since we have a tape recorder going, if you just nod your head, that does not get picked up on the tape. It's extremely important that you keep your voice up and respond verbally. End of practice exercise number 3. If you wish to evaluate your performance, listen to the tape recording of your interpretation and grade the exercise following the instructions in the manual. You have come to the last practice exercise. The first 3 have given you exposure to the speed at which our basic tests are recorded. This exercise will expose you to the speed of the test that is taken by interpreters who hope to qualify as master interpreters. As you know, that speed is 140 words per minute. This material is the same municipal court opening statement, but recorded at 20 words per minute faster. You should start interpreting simultaneously as soon as the judge begins to speak after I say exercise 4 begins. So take a breath and welcome to a speed that's closer to reality. Exercise 4 begins. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I now convene this session of the Bordentown Township Municipal Court, and I'll take a few moments to advise you of our procedures and of your rights. First of all, we have a tape recorder going, and everything that's being said is being recorded. Therefore, it's very important that we have quiet in the courtroom. If you folks need to discuss anything or talk, I'll ask that you step outside of the courtroom so it doesn't get picked up on our tape recorder. It's also very distracting, and we have a very heavy court calendar today. All of you have certain rights in this municipal court, and the first is to be advised of the charges against you. A good number of you are here for the very first time for what we call an arraignment. That simply is the legal term that means that I will call you up and explain to you the charges that you face, the penalties that you face, and find out whether or not you wish to represent you. If you want some additional time to speak to a lawyer, I'll postpone your case and give you that opportunity. If you should change your address, or if you have changed your address since the time you got the ticket, or if the address on the ticket is not correct, then you need to advise us of your correct address. Now you can plead either not guilty, in which case you have a right to have a trial, or you can plead guilty with an explanation and explain to me any circumstances which you think may bear on your case. If you plead not guilty, you have a right to have a trial where you may call witnesses and testify on your own behalf. The state must prove the case against you beyond a reasonable doubt. You should also be aware that if you have a trial, you have a constitutional right to remain silent. That means no one can force you to testify or make a statement on your own behalf. It's your decision if you choose to testify. And if you're not satisfied with this court's decision or sentence, you have a right to have an appeal. You have 20 days in which to file an appeal to the Superior Court of New Jersey. In almost all cases, the appeal is heard based upon the record that we are making here in this court. The Superior Court judge simply reads a transcript which is typed up from our tape, and he or she makes a decision on that case after reading that transcript. Make sure that you call any witness that you need to call, and that you testify fully if you choose to testify. If you are here in connection with a traffic matter, you should understand that the Division of Motor Vehicles may assess points against your license, surcharges may be assessed, and they also have the authority to suspend or revoke your driving privileges for any reasons, including failure to pay a surcharge and accumulation of too many points. This court hears all traffic offenses that occur within Bordentown Township. It also hears criminal matters that are disorderly person's offenses. They are punishable generally by up as 6 months in jail, up to $1,000 fine. Certain drug-related charges carry additional penalties. I will advise you of those penalties individually if you are charged with such an offense. You should also be aware that in this municipal court, in fact in all municipal courts throughout the state, plea bargaining is permitted. The prosecutor, in his discretion, may agree to amend your charge, to dismiss certain charges, or to recommend specific fines or penalties. He generally does that after talking to the officer who has issued the summons or complaint, and a typical plea bargain in a traffic matter generally involves amending the charge so that you perhaps have fewer points assessed against you. If any of you decide that you want to proceed without a lawyer and you want that opportunity to speak to the prosecutor, he will be here shortly, and I will give you that opportunity. When I call you up, and if you haven't spoken to him and you want to speak with him, please just let me know. I'm going to ask that you remove your coats and leave any coats and bags at your seats before you come up. I will ask you to come up to this microphone to my right, and remember that since we have a tape recorder going, if you just nod your head, that does not get picked up on the tape. It's extremely important that you keep your voice up and respond verbally. End of practice exercise number 4. If you wish to evaluate your performance, listen to the tape recording of your interpretation and grade the exercise following the instructions in the manual.